Emotions ran high Tuesday as dozens of people showed up at the Department of Environmental Quality to urge Governor Gary Herbert to block blended nuclear waste from coming to Utah.
If the governor and his regulators do allow blended waste to come to Utah, it would be allowing a multi-billion dollar company to blatantly circumvent the law, to come up with a scheme to bypass our strong regulations. It would be dismaying. It would put us at risk.
That's HEAL Utah Policy Director Matt Pacenza, who helped organize a rally an hour before Tuesday's meeting. He says last month's decision giving Energy Solutions the green light to transport hotter nuclear waste into Utah was not in the best interest of the state.
We believe that state regulators made the wrong decision in December when they decided to allow Energy Solutions to immediately begin dumping blended waste in Utah.
Energy Solutions spokesman Mark Walker tells KCPW that although the blended waste coming into Utah is hotter than what has come into the state in the past, it still fits within the Class A category, which is legal.
Best example I can give, speed limit is 75 miles per hour. If you're doing 35 miles per hour, you're not breaking the speed limit. If you all of a sudden up it to 70 miles an hour, you're still not breaking the speed limit. Think of that on radioactive scales. The maximum we can take in radioactivity is 75. Now all of a sudden, a different form of waste is going to up us to about 50.
Rusty Lundberg is the director of the State Division of Radiation Control and the man behind December's decision to allow Energy Solutions to begin accepting 1% of their total volume, about 40,000 cubic feet in blended waste. He says the board is fully confident that the regulation set in December protects public health and the environment. However, he says this could all change in a year.
We've actually requested Energy Solutions to also submit a new performance assessment. We've given them to the end of this year, to the end of 2012, to submit that to us. Upon our evaluation, then we'll be able to again judge whether increased volumes above this limit would still be protective.
Several lawmakers, including Congressman Jim Matheson, Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon, and Salt Lake County Council Member Janie Iwamoto, have all spoken out against blended waste coming to Utah without further review. The public will have a 30-day period to voice their opinion on the issue beginning next week. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.